The Buckeye Bullet has set another record. The electric race car, operated by a team of students at Ohio State's Center for Automotive Research, set the land speed record for an electric car this week at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. For WOSU's sports show After the Score, Thomas Bradley and I spoke with David Cook, a former student team member who now works at the research center full-time.
It is still pending certification. That takes a few months to get all the paperwork in place, but the timing slips are official. And the new world record is 341.4 with a top speed of over 358 miles per hour.
This is pretty serious business, very official. Have you driven the car? I know you're a research specialist. Have you driven the Buckeye Bullet?
I have not. We have a professional driver. His name is Roger Schroer, and he's a test driver at the Transportation Research Center in East Liberty, Ohio. And he's been with us since 2004, and he has driven every one of our Buckeye Bullet series of vehicles, all the way through the Venturi Buckeye Bullet 3. And he was the 60th man to ever go over 300 miles per hour. And we're trying to make him the 10th man to ever go over 400 miles per hour.
You mentioned that 400-mile mark. That's 400-mile-per-hour mark. That's about the time that a normal gas engine car can get to. That's near the world record. This is obviously the electric car. Quite simply put, how is an electric car able to go 340 miles per hour?
One of the biggest motivations for the team to do this is to push electric vehicle technology along. We started actually clear back in 1993-94 with a formula car that was battery powered. And all the way dating back to those times, people started to really have interest in electricity for mobility. So the questions come up, how much power, how much torque, what kind of range? And really what you'll find is that power, torque, power density of the motors, inverters, all the driveline components are much better than internal combustion engines. We pack nearly 3,000 horsepower on the vehicle. The motors in total are less than 500 pounds to put out a continuous 3,000 horsepower, a tremendous amount of torque. The real killer is the energy storage. Batteries are heavy. In the best case, very best case, you're probably one-tenth the energy density of gasoline or even more, even less. So at a minimum, you're carrying 10 times to anywhere more like 100 times the weight and volume in batteries.
Getting back to the speed, you're going 350, hopefully up to 400 miles an hour. I know this is a professional driver who's behind the wheel, but how safe is this? I know that you're on the salt flats as well, so it's not like you're going to hit a pothole, but is it disorienting? Can they pass out? Can you talk about the health concerns of going 400 miles an hour?
Sure. No one can stand there and honestly tell you that driving a 400 mile per hour vehicle is perfectly safe and there are no risks. That goes with racing, any form of racing. And so from the foams that surround the driver in his seat in the cockpit to the helmet materials and everything in the cockpit is really designed for specifically for the type of incidents you have at land speed racing. We were also able to enclose the driver in, it's actually an IndyCar chassis, so very well-proven, very stiff Dallara tub, and we integrated that crash structure inside of our main chassis.
This is really interesting. David Cook is a research specialist with OSU's Center for Automotive Research, and he's part of a team that operates and drives the Buckeye Bullet. That's the electric car that has set another speed record this week on the Utah Salt Flats, where David is right now. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, guys.